What's up, my friends? It's time once again for the O Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube to get notified when new episodes go live, or just subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. Thank you so much for listening once again. Today, we're talking about who do you want to return to WWE? Now, there have been so many talented professional wrestlers who have been released in the past like 3 years, all for various reasons, mostly money. I think we can all agree a lot of those releases were on the reasoning that they had to clean their books for the TKO merger or some sort of purchase. And once they got rid of the talent, their margins looked better, so they got the TKO deal and whatever. But on the back of that, they didn't ruin lives, but they definitely put a lot of wrestlers in compromising positions, being out of work. A lot of them either went to the indies, or they went to AEW, or they went to TNA, or whatever. You know, it happens. The beautiful thing about professional wrestling is even if you're a jerk, I would say, because there's plenty of bad people who get work again, but if you're a good wrestler and you have, you know, some star power, you'll land on your feet. The indies will take you and you can make money there. You can go to New Japan and start a whole new career. AEW, like I said in another episode, will collect you and either put you on a shelf or play with them for a little bit before putting them on the shelf. Quick detour. I said that Tony Khan was a toy collector, where he would pick up, he would go figure hunting or wrestler hunting, find a good find like a, you know, Mercedes Moné or whoever. I'm blanking on who the other person, Miro or, you know, Sean Spears or whatever. He'll go, oh, that's a great pickup. I can't believe I found it. I'm going to get him. Gonna, you know, be a shiny new figure on my mantle, and then you forget about them, right? You put them on the shelf, and then it's off to figure hunt again. You're gonna find another figure. And I was like, what is WWE? WWE is a custom figure maker. They create their own figures. They go ahead and they sculpt and mold the figure. All those people you see on lives where they're making cool action figures, and then they're like, I'm gonna go put this on my shelf. Or pose them in the ring or do something cool. And then at some point you're like, I'm going to sell this figure. And then you go on eBay or whatever and they say, look, check out this dope custom figure I made. And then Tony Khan is like, I'm going to buy that figure. So just wanted to put that other part of the analogy out. I didn't think I shared that. Now, back. All those great wrestlers ended up somewhere else. But now that TKO owns WWE, it's under new management and Triple H is running creative, there are opportunities for some people to come back to the company. Like they always say, wrestling is a never say never business. You can always go back, quote unquote, home. I don't like calling a job home. Never call a job home, guys. Unless it's your actual home and you own the business, don't call it home. They don't care about you. That was really cynical. Sorry. There are so many talented wrestlers that I'd love to see come back. So my question to you, and leave it in the comments, is who would you like to see return to WWE? We'll do an episode about who would you like to go back to AEW and TNA. We'll do a couple of these. But for right now, WWE is the one I know off the top of my head. So let's kick it off. One, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. Shelton Benjamin. I'd love for him to rotate back into WWE. Now, I know this is not the first time he's been released from WWE. He went off and he did some indie bookings, I believe, and then they had him come back. There are rumors I read online, obviously, that he is on his way to AEW. Like I said, figure collecting. Shelton Benjamin would be a fantastic figure to pick up for Tony Khan. What he would do in AEW, I have no clue. I'm sure he'd pick up gold or something. But that, for Shelton, I think, that is a transitional spot. I firmly believe he ends his career in WWE. He goes to the Hall of Fame. If Shawn Michaels says that he should be in the Hall of Fame, he should be in the Hall of Fame. It's just, that's just that simple. If Shawn Michaels is on your side saying, man, you deserve a spot in this mythical Hall of Fame that no one can see, I trust that belief. And I believe he hasn't been given the shot that he deserves in WWE for a very, very long time. And he's getting up there in age. That doesn't mean that he can't still make it. But I think the world title picture has passed him by a little bit. A little bit. Anything is possible at this point, right? So who knows? Maybe he takes a year, does some indie bookings, gains a bit more momentum. Maybe he goes to AEW on a short-term contract, does some work, and then WWE calls him back. And he gets, you know, one last run or, you know, whatever, and gets some IC gold, gets something. But I think Shelton Benjamin is a fantastic pickup. Number two, I would say Samoa Joe got a raw deal, mostly because he was injured for a long period of time. And when he was not injured and he went back to NXT and he kind of got in his groove, they released him again. He's already won gold in AEW. I don't know if he goes back to WWE. WWE was never like his like number one home. He was in, what is it, TNA for the longest while. So WWE was never like the... Like, if you were to say Samoa Joe was to retire anywhere, I would say it would be TNA, because that was his home for so long. Also, it's not his home. But people love Samoa Joe, and he's done some of his best promo work, done some of his best wrestling in WWE when he wasn't injured. So I'd like to see him at least make another stop at WWE for a year or two, something, before he hangs up his boots. Another great wrestler that I think needs to come back, who has proven herself not only in WWE when she was working there, but outside of the company, is Ember Moon, aka Athena. She has been ROH champion for Lord knows how many days. She's been putting on incredible matches. At some point, she was heralded as like stiff or something. She had crazy ladies matches where she was beating the crap out of people, and everyone got all upset that she was doing that. And she was like, why could guys do that and I can't? Because you can, lady. Go smack them up. Ember Moon kills it. She is a great talent, and she came off NXT and went to the main roster, and they did nothing with her. She was completely mishandled on the main roster, and it's a shame, honestly. And I think she needs another shot. Now, she was sore coming off of her release from WWE. I think it really hurt her because, again, she was doing so much for the company. She was, you know, setting stuff up and, you know, showing up wherever they needed. You know, the normal wrestler stuff. Let me not say she was doing so much. She was doing her job, and she felt she was given a raw deal, and I agree. And now that there's a new regime, I think she would fare better in the women's division. I don't know if she's open to going back. I don't know anything, honestly, because she's ROH. I think she's still ROH champion. And why would you give that up, right? But at some point, she's going to carry that momentum back to WWE. Because again, what do you do when you lose that title in ROH? You go back after it? No, you move on. You do something else. Maybe she'll move over to AEW women's roster, even though they don't really do anything with the women on AEW. Hopefully with Mercedes Moné there, they'll kind of help propel that a little bit more. But yeah, once her run with ROH is done, I hope she gets a phone call from Connecticut and she makes her way back to the main roster, because she can be a great addition to the women's division, whether it be going after the women's title, taking on the women's tag team champions, or debuting a new women's championship. Who knows? I don't know, but I think she can do it. Anyway, who do you want to see return to the WWE fold? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell, and don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah.